Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Recently, we've been talking a lot about coaching automation. Now, coaching automation is about automating the delivery of coaching. It's about automating the delivery of content. And I think about a three-step process to building out coaching automation. Let's start with the end in mind. Let's say you're a leader of a team and you want your team to deliver better customer service. Now, recently, we just did this for a client. We delivered a coaching workshop on customer service. We worked with the leaders, and now we want to reinforce that workshop. We created a 24-week reinforcement program. Now, what we did is we created content private labeled to the client. We used a tool called Powtoon. It's animated, it's fun, and what we built, and I want everyone to really hear this, we actually did a SWOT analysis inside the workshop, and the client was sharing with us strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and what we did is we took that content and we put it into the 24-week reinforcement program. What was really interesting about it is the content is all private labeled. It looked like the client built the content, and what their people are going to do and have done is gone to a landing page, put in their name and email address, and they're done. The leaders are done. The next 24 weeks, they're going to get lessons on what they said they need to address. And what we're doing is we're starting with the end in mind. Who's a customer that you wowed? Who's a customer that was angry that you won over? Who's a customer that we need to reinvest in? And so the three-step process is the following. Have content that is germane and pertinent to the needs of the people receiving it. Number two, set up automation. There are a variety of automation tools out there. We happen to use something called ActiveCampaign. Now, the last thing is something called learning validation. Look, I use an LMS platform. I am not against an LMS platform. Yet what always drove me nuts is when clients would say, hey, Tim, give me a report. I want to find out where my people are at. And I could send a report and 10 out of 10 people are at 100%. That does not mean that they learn though. So what we've come up with in our coaching automation system is every 4 weeks, we insert a link to an assessment. The client gets a public URL. As the results come in, they will see what people are thinking, what they're learning, who they're talking to, what customers they went over in this particular case study. So again, you want to have content that is germane to the situation. You want it to resonate with the learner. Number two, you have to set up that automation. Now, in our case, every Monday, people in that customer service team are going to get a lesson. The lessons are about 2 to 4 minutes in length. Then the learning validation. The learning validation is an assessment tool where we ask coaching questions. What are you learning about yourself? Where have you raised your customer service game? What do you need to still improve? What help do you need from management? So when we go through our learning validation process, not only are we ascertaining what people learned, what we're also doing is coaching, because many of the questions are coaching questions. So this is a typical example of a coaching automation case study. Now, we're doing this very specific. This is not canned. Now, we have a product line called Coach to You. We have things like becoming a better active listener, 7 days to becoming a great teammate, 7 days to a positive attitude, 7 days to finding your motivation. And we have these 7 to 30 day programs specific to very common workplace situations that leaders deal with. You know, teams who are lacking motivation, lacking teamwork, lacking active listening, lacking communication. We have built, for lack of better description, commercial productized titles. Yet we also customize for clients. Here's why I share this with you. At the end of this post, I hope you see a link. Take our coaching automation course. We actually walk you through step-by-step how to set up coaching automation. This is not artificial intelligence, and I've said it a million times. I love artificial intelligence. We have our own tool that does that. What I would share with you is that this allows us to constantly be coaching, constantly fueling the minds of our people, constantly asking questions while saving the leader's time, while not interrupting the employee's normal workflow. So you want to keep those lessons about 3 to 5 minutes maximum in length. Now, you can increase the frequency like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. In this particular case study, we just happen to do it weekly. So I hope this helps. Let us know your thoughts. I'm telling you, coaching automation is a big missing piece. And I should also point out, if you want to reinforce your training, coaching automation is a perfect solution. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.